Blog Talk Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Mind what you have.
know the consequence. Think things through. You need to know what's going on with yourself.
My fears and playing by the rules. Yes, are you facing your fears and playing by the rules? Or maybe you want to play by your fears, but you say, I don't know what the rules are. Guess what? You're encoded with the rules. You just need to be still, listen, and follow your heart. There are other rules, but that comes later. But when you face your fears, and you set the intention to follow, to play by the rules, then you have a better chance of finding the solution. Soul in the soul. You are listening to Life Conversations Radio. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference even now, even in this moment. Change is taking place. So I invite you to become open, to become receptive to everything that you hear, that you feel, that you see. Don't waste this moment. Don't wait to live in the moment until you get your question from my guest. The answers will help you. But in this moment, you're already receiving your answer. It's all about how you're listening. So you got to listen differently. Thank you all for being here. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. So the shows are archived. Favorite show, you can You can follow Life Conversations Radio on Blog Talk Radio, so that way you can get regular updates of guests and all the other good things. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, and thank you for the questions already. Now, this is what I want to say. Let me get this out of the way because I don't want to forget. Some of you are new listeners. So, but when you come back regularly, you know how I am. Do not send Reverend Corby private messages. Do not. Because when I bring her on, we're going to be talking one-on-one, and we're taking questions on the phone. We'll do some questions in the chat room, but do not, if you send as a matter of fact, you can send a private message. But I'm just going to send Reverend Corby right now a telepathic message. Don't answer private messages. Oh, yeah, she said she got it. She said that's what she wanted me to say. Okay, see, we're connecting already. So don't send private messages. Stay focused. Because you will receive your answer if you listen differently. I want to welcome all of you, Angel Hawk, Kobe J, Dr. Osmum, or D. Rosmum, Silent Listers, Laverne, Nellie, My Life Journey, Nahali, Naju. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Sisters, anyways, welcome, welcome. All of you on the phone lines that are listening, those of you who have questions, thank you all for being here. We're going to get through this, lots to cover. And I want to also tell you this. Doing things a little bit different today. And speaking of doing things different, we're going to do this show different. I want to spend some time talking to Corby Midlife about past lives. Now, she's expressed some thoughts in the chat room. She's not doing, let me read exactly what she said, because it really makes it very clear when you hear it like that. Where are we? Yeah, different show today, different energy. She said, I'm talking to one of the listeners in the chat who wants to know about a loved one. She's, Corby Midlife said, I am not doing mediumship today as I get the voices directly from the disease and find it far too private to do over the airwaves. I am open to past lives, spirit guides, and everyday toll bus questions, home, house, cars, job, etc. So she's not doing mediumship because for her, it's too private to put all that information out. Because you might not know anybody else to hear. But we're going to talk about past life. And speaking of past life, we want to spend some time talking about it to get a clear idea of what it means. We all talk about, my past life. I'm dealing with this because of my past life. I was a mean person, so I got to suffer this and all that. No. The only thing that's happening is God, okay? But Corby Midlife is going to explain that. We're going to talk a little bit about that before we take calls. And we're going to try, we're going to get to as many calls as we can. There's no need to try because we're just going to do what we can do. But before we bring on Corby, let's share some announcements with you. Wednesday, regular listeners, and those of you who are listening for the first time will now know, that every last Wednesday of the month, we have Conscious Parenting. Conscious Parenting with my co-host, Michelle Brown Stafford. And this Wednesday, we're continuing the conversation that we started last month. And the topic is, Heal Yourself, Help Your Child. So we'll continue that conversation. Conscious Parenting is helping you to parent from a conscious perspective rather than just being unaware or not sure what's going on, or parenting from anger and pain and guilt and shame. You understand that. And it's not just for parents, it's for adults. All of us that are around children, how we can become fully aware, fully conscious of what we're here to give, to support our children, to be all that they're here to be. They're going to go through their experience, but we can do our best. And same day, last Wednesday of every month, we also do Ancestral Blueprints. Ancestral Blueprints, my co-host is Lisa Iverson. And so this Wednesday, Lisa Iverson will be here 2 p.m. Eastern. Conscious Parenting is 12 p.m. Eastern. And then after that show, an hour later, two hours later, with Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. And those shows happen once a month. What's going on in the chat room already? But I won't even distract myself by looking at it. I try to be funny. I try to make people laugh because life is too what it is. You've got to chill out and relax. Thank you for that compliment. And one last announcement, I think. If you go to my website, it's lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. I have a new service on there, which is Life Chat Coaching. This is a service that I offer. Maybe you're dealing with something and you need just to get some clarity. You're stuck at work and, you know, just without dealing with a lot of your whole life. It's just one specific thing that you're dealing with. Maybe at home, relationship. It could be your spiritual life. It could be your career. Whatever you're dealing with, I'm offering this service called Life Chat Coaching. You can go to my website to find out more about that, lifecoachade.com. We started the show off with Valerie Joy, and she reminded us to face our fears. And when we face our fears, we realize, who was I afraid of? Oh, my God, I should have done this already. It's not as scary as I thought. If you want to find out more about Valerie Joy, you can go to her website. It is Valerie Joy, ValerieJOI.com. Beautiful singer. Just have a way of communicating what we feel in our soul. It's all about listening to the soul, and the soul has its own language. And it's all wrapped up in love, joy, peace, and also in the grief that we feel, and the pain, and the loneliness. When we listen to that emotion, when we listen to that conversation that's coming to us from within us, you can really know what's going on. And what's going on today, I have a guest, Reverend Colby Mitlide. She's joined us. Let me read a little something about her, because this doesn't describe who she fully is. She's much more than this. She's a certified professional tarot reader, a certified psychic and medium. Of course, she's an ordained minister. And she's a featured psychic in the Breakthrough book, Your Soul's Plan, Discovering the Real Meaning of the Life You Planned Before You Were Born, by Robert Schwartz. I've been going over that all morning. But you think about it, discovering the real meaning of the life you planned before you were born. You're just living out something you created many years ago. Colby knows what it is to live a life on a, to live life on a roller coaster with no brakes. Ooh, I don't know about all that. Roller coasters with no brakes. She survived the divorce, abuse, poverty, and life-threatening illness, always maintaining her strength and courage and humor. Colby travels internationally, bringing insight, hope, and encouragement to clients dealing with indecision, confusion, fear, and even depression. And this is what she says. We have opportunities we can go after and challenges to get past. Just remember that. We have opportunities we can go after and challenges to get past. After dancing with breast cancer 3 times, I learned that firsthand. My job is to give you the tools and the courage to deal with both situations. Everything else is free will and up to you. Once you know you have an opportunity to go after and challenges to get past, oh, please, everything else is just a party. But, ooh, it's a party not for the week. Let's bring on... my guest, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And as I said, we're going to talk about, well, you hear us, so you know what we're talking about. No need to even go over that again. Let me bring up my wonderful guest, and I'm so looking forward to having this conversation with you today. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, Colby Mitlide. How are you doing?
I'm magnificent today. How are you, Ade?
I am in this moment in love with love, and I'm loving it. I am
not a bad place to be.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I find that it's the safest place. I can get out of my head. I can just be in the moment. That's the intention that I'm setting for this day. Ah, thank you for being here. So let's jump right on in. There are a lot of people on the phone already. And the first question I want to ask you is, who are you? Who is Colby Mitlide?
Who is she? She is, oh, well, we'll do the vital. She's 56. You can tell by the accent. She's from New York. She lives upstate. This is not in the city. This is a county with 32,000 people and a bunch of cows and sheep. My husband is a museum director, and I started doing what I'm doing at the age of 18, which is, for all of you counting, 1973. But it wasn't... I'm not from a seventh-generation gypsy, and angels didn't land on my head. What it was is, like a lot of us then, I was a high schooler working part-time at Spencer Gifts, and that's when the James Bond movie Live and Let Die came out with Jane Seymour as Solitaire, the tarot reader. So Spencer Gifts had the James Bond 007 tarot deck, and I bought it. True story. And for 20 years, I worked at reading for other people but keeping my ego out of the way so I'd be a very clear channel, clear mirror, clear vessel for what they needed to hear. All of a sudden in 1994, I could do hands-on healing and talk to dead people with no training. That's when I figured God whapped me on the nose with a newspaper and said, hello, you're working for me. Welcome to the team. So that's when I hung out my shingle, but it was part-time. In the meantime, I'd been an actress, an author, an inspirational speaker, an executive recruiter for engineering. But when I watched the towers burn on 9/11, I looked at my husband and I said, I have got to do this stuff full-time. People are going to be scared. They need to know there's another way to look at all of this. And he looks at me and says, I believe in you. Go right ahead. So that was 10 years ago, and since then, I now read internationally, I'm in books, clearly I'm on radio, I read about 1,500 people a year, and I consider myself to have a ridiculously wonderful life.
I bet it is. There's so much in there. I'm ready for a delicious conversation. So let's keep this conversation going. One of the things I want, you know, as I shared with you, I want to talk about past life because we all, you know, we talk about it. But sometimes we can gather together and pick a topic and we talk about it, but we have different interpretations, different meanings. And I want you to share your perspective. But before you do that, this is the question that came up for me this morning while I was just sitting getting ready for the show. Is life itself, how would you define what life is? Because when we're talking in the context of past life, what life are we going to? Is it the life that, you know, how would you define life? Let's start there.
Let's say it is your current existence. If everybody who is listening, I want you to rest your arm on your elbow and turn your hand towards you so that you're looking at your fingers and your palm and the wrist up to the elbow. Your palm is your soul. This is the eternal part of you that goes from life to life to life to life, and it's connected to God. Notice it's connected to the wrist, which goes to the rest of the body. But that soul is far too big to fit into these little bitty bodies. So you see those fingers? Consider those your incarnation. Part of your soul comes down and inhabits these little flesh coats and runs around on the earth and learns what it's set up to learn. So life is your school. You can be in third grade. You can be postgraduate, depending. Somebody like Paramahansa Yogananda, he was doing postgraduate work, and he was a teaching assistant for the rest of his down here. But when you die, you jettison the flesh coat, and the little bit of the soul that was down here goes right back into the oversoul with lessons, with learnings, with connections, with balance. So what's life? Life is what happens when you're in a particular flesh coat, learning particular lessons and enjoying particular journeys. Clear enough?
Yes, it is, because I've got my hand, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wow, no one's ever described it like that. I'm so grateful the question coming up for me. It's like, yes, that makes a lot of sense. Ooh, that makes sense. So let's keep moving and look at, you know, we're all – there's so many ways I can go with this, but I will just kind of stay with this thought, and this thought that's with me now.
Sure.
So past life, how does that influence affect the life that we're living right now? If it's in the past, does it have any influence on the life we're living right now?
Well, when you learn something or don't, you set things up for the next time. This is what a lot of people understand as karma, but karma is not good karma and bad karma. No, that's way too simple. From what we understand in the book and Robert's understanding, karma is actually four things. The first thing is unbalanced energy. Now, notice when I say unbalanced energy, that's not a good thing or a bad thing. It is a neutral. And the less we judge things, the more open we are to all aspects of it. So For instance, if I have a difficult relationship this time with my ex-husband, Rich, I might choose next time to come back and work with him again on a marriage, on a relationship, to see if I can be a better person to him. I may have to agree, okay, if he wants to be really annoying to me, that's part of the game. But it's not that because I was so nasty to him, he gets to beat up on me next time. See the difference in that nuance. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is service. A lot of us come down to perform service, and it can be something like Edward Kennedy, who was a politician but served his country and the world. It can be someone who starts a soup kitchen at a local level. It can be if you know that some soul that you love is going to come down and be extremely autistic, but part of their goal is to come out of the autism, you may agree to come down as the mother who birthed them, or their teacher, or a sister or brother to help them work through it. There is healing. One particular story in our book, a woman named Penelope, who in one life heard her mother murdered, heard the shot from the next room when the mother was killed by the boyfriend. She chose to come in death this time so her soul could heal from that and she wouldn't need to hear that. She deliberately chose that. And the fourth thing is contrast. If you want to learn about abundance, sorry, kids, you're not just going to learn about it being a super billionaire living in the Hamptons. Somewhere, you're going to have to be a rug dealer in Calcutta because that shows you both sides.
Ooh, that's a master class, doctor. I don't know about that. Ooh. So you're saying karma is unbalanced energy and service.
And healing and contrast. It can be four things. And how
the third one is?
Go ahead.
You said the third one is what?
It's unbalanced energy, service, healing, and contrast.
Okay, contract. Okay. If that puts a whole new meaning to it rather than, you know, karma coming back and bite you in the butt, you know, so it's all about balancing. And when you talk about coming back, I want to ask you, do you say, does the soul itself say, oh, I was really mean this lifetime, so I got to learn how to be compassionate? Or the soul simply just recognizes the unbalanced energy to bring balance to itself?
The soul is the one who makes the decisions about whether to come back or not, but you don't make those decisions alone. We all have guides. This is part of the pre-birth planning session. And if you can imagine in a big conference room, and your life is kind of like the old-fashioned computer flowcharts, if this, then that. And you can learn your lessons quickly, in which case, class in this particular life is like all those gut classes that were easy in college, or you can do what I do, keep not learning your lessons and keep upping the ante, which makes your life feel like you chose to take a double major plus lab. It's a lot more exhausting. I'm going to get my lesson either way, but how I'm learning, how much I'm going against what I plan to do here is how many more challenges I have to step over to get to the goal line. In my case, it was self-worth, female sexuality. Most of my lives tend to be guys. I use my female lives as the ones for the really heavy learning situations. So I came in literally looking like Dolly Parton with black hair. And so from the time I hit puberty, I thought all that I was particularly worth was, you know, whatever I could do in terms of looks, sexuality, the whole thing. So the first two times I got breast cancer, there were lumpectomies, there was surgery, but they stayed intact. But I still couldn't get the lesson down. So that's when my higher self, my guide, said to me, look, kiddo, we need you down there. because you got a lot of work to do for us and a lot of good you're going to do for the planet. So we're going to remove the problem. This is when I got the third bout of breast cancer, which was a second primary. It wasn't metastatic. Turned the clock back to zero. So all of a sudden in 2004, after being married 1 year, the doctor said, okay, third time, you're out. We're taking them, and you're going to go from this 44 triple D Dolly Parton figure to a fat old woman with, you know, just nothing in 4 months, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's when the rubber hit the road, and I had to choose differently. And the first thing I did is choose how I was going to look at having breast cancer. For instance, you don't have them, you can't get cancer there. That's a good thing. They're not going to get slammed in the refrigerator door at the doctor's every year, and every woman out there knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, God.
You know, fine, implants. I'll be perky till I'm 93. This is how I got myself totally okay with where I was. So now I'm 7 years past it, totally clean. I talk to people and explain cancer is not the end of the world. For one thing, if you notice, I call it a cancer dance. I will never say I fought it or I survived. Here's why. What you fight fights back. If you're a survivor, you think you're only hanging on by teeth and toenails. When you are a cancer dancer, it means you learned how graceful you could be under pressure. You avoided getting your toes stepped on, and you got off the dance floor in one piece. And every listener is going to deal with somebody who has cancer or deal with it themselves, so remember that. Don't look at it as scared. You're doing the cancer dance. Do it gracefully. Get off the floor.
Wow. So much in there. I told you got to listen differently. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Colby Knitlight. Her website address is Fire Through Spirits. I mean, just what you heard about her story already can give you an idea maybe what came up with that name, Fire Through Spirit. And when you allow that fire to move through you, oh, my God, you will be on fire. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. I want to ask you one more question, then we're going to take it back and we're going to take reading. You said earlier, if a soul chooses to come back, what makes a soul choose to come back or not come back?
Do they have more that they want to learn? Do they have more that they want to balance? Mm-hmm. Some people stay, if you will, upstairs while their partners, their soulmates, or their twin flames are downstairs because perhaps in that life it will be easier to help them on the astral plane. It also depends how much do you enjoy life. I love being human because some of us out there are half wings, what I call other. There's a little bit of angel soul. There's a little bit of from other places. I love being human. All the dirt, all the gold, all of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not done yet. You're done coming back when you say, I am so done with this place. But there's always more to learn, always more.
Did you say you're done coming back when you say I'm done?
Yes, because the soul doesn't see 75 years of suffering on earth. They see it as a blip in time. It's a nothing. It's like a term paper. Eventually, a term paper is done. You don't agonize over it for all your life. When the soul feels like it's got everything it needs, then it says, I want to go on to whatever is next. Maybe they stay up there as spirit guides for other people. Maybe they go helping souls cross over. I know that at one point in a mediumship session, I had a woman speaking to her father who had been in the military. And, you know, died old and honorable in his bed, but made a specialty of helping soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan who were killed instantly and confused when they got up there. He knew that if they saw a military uniform, a kind hand, a face they could trust, then they could make the transition a little more easily. Because a violent death is not always you just walk into the pearly gates. Sometimes you get a little lost.
You need the GPS. It's funny because I have people who, well, not a lot, but I've heard friends say, I'm so done with Earth. I'm not coming back. My response is, shut up. If you think you're so done, you don't know what you're talking about. I think, for me, I feel like when you're done, you're not saying you're done from a place of, I've had enough, I can't take it here anymore. You just, either way, there's a sort of a non-attachment if you come back or not. But for me, I find that when people say, oh, I can't take it anymore here, I'm done. For me, I'm saying you have more to learn. When you talk about being in love with the human experience, I love the human experience. It's the, everything that comes with it, I love it. So when people say, I'm so done, I can't take it, is that their soul talking or is this their intellect rambling?
No, that's their being a whiny butt. It's what they're being out there.
I know that's right.
The ones who are done, it's like a master chef who looks at a table full of happy, full diners, and the kitchen is clean, and the leftovers are in the fridge. They're done. That when we're done with incarnating, that's how we feel. Things are completed, and we want to know what else we can do upstairs. So it's running to someplace, not running away from. Running away from is never finished.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to start taking questions. Number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. And Corbin's website is firethroughspirit.com, firethroughspirit.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit fourparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see. You've got to be the change you want to see. Not do the change, but be the change. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at A on Life Conversations Radio.com. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And just a reminder, the shows are archived, and you can always download it, listen to it over again, over and over and over. And right now, we're getting ready to take some calls. Let's do this. let's see. What else? Okay, let's go here. Oh, my interns are not in today. They stayed out late. So, regular listeners know that. That's just a load of you-know-what. It's just me being a whiny bot. I'm just whining about, there's so much to do. I'm trying to do something, and I need to do it to do the reading. Where is? Okay, here it is. Okay. I was looking for Corby's number.
Here I am.
Yeah, other people. Yeah, here you are. Okay, let's go right ahead. Krista from Philadelphia has a question concerning relationship. And while we're doing that, we'll remind you, do not send Corby Midline private message. Don't do it, or you get bumped off. Okay, Krista, you're live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Crystal, we're in Philly.
Right about a half hour from the city.
I grew up in Cherry Hill. Tell me, I'm going to know where it is.
I know where it is. I live in right near Sesame Place.
Got it. What can I do for you today, my girl?
First, just excuse my voice. I lost it, and it doesn't want to come back.
Okay.
I just wanted to see what you saw for me as far as relationships.
Okay, I have a question. Are you in one or do you want one?
Well, I was seeing somebody for a while, and that seems like it's not working out right. But I do want one. I'm ready for one.
Okay. First thing I want to do is I want to take a look at the relationship that you say isn't working out, because it may not be out of the water yet. So Hold on. Give me the guy, since we don't want to say names on the air. Give me the person's initial and how old they are.
Jay, and he's 27.
Okay. Hold on. Like I said, I've been reading cards since I was 18. I'm 56, means I know a little something. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull that relationship first, because you can't go to a new relationship until you learn what's going on with the one that you're either in or just finished. So in that one, your card is the Empress, and the Empress is comfortable with home and beauty and settling, and you wanted things to be a real relationship, not just a here-and-there sort of thing. Jay there, now, his card is the Six of Swords, which means leaving situations even if you're not ready to leave. So what I think is, baby, he had baggage. He had baggage that he was always tripping over. The relationship card, Page of Cups. Now, the Page of Cups is a little guy looking into a cup, and his face is looking back at him. It can mean kids. It can mean new possibilities. But I think it just means if you guys got married and had kids, he'd just be the oldest kid, not a partner per se. What you needed to know, the Hermit card says you were looking at the truth. You got the situation and realized it was not worth it if you had to do constant fixing. You deserve more than a relationship that's a handyman special. Final card, Tower. The Tower card is jump before you get pushed. I have nothing to say, but yeah, that one was not going to work, and so you're probably smart to get out. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is what I call the where the heck is he question. Okay? So, you're how old?
28.
28. Okay. We're going to be looking for knights for you in the deck. They are 25 to 40. Hold on. And I'm going month by month for the next year. Okay? Normally I do it for three, but we got a lot of other colors. Now, the first thing I'm seeing is a possibility in January. The card that comes up is the Two of Cups. That is a partnership card, and that says this is not going to be meeting somebody cute in the frozen peas section. This is going to be somebody that you meet through work, through doing something that you enjoy, you know, flyers games, cancer walks, whatever. You're going to realize that you've got something that is in common, and you'll take off from there. But if that guy doesn't work, there is another one in September. September is the Knight of Rods. The Knight of Rods is very good with words. He's passionate. He's fiery. He's exciting. But he can also be what I call the love him and leave him type, whereas once he gets you, it's been great, but in 2 months he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to choose, I would say the one in January looks better. But the most important thing that I'm hearing from Spirit for you is that you've got to have somebody who is in the present moment, okay? The problem with the J-Man was that he was either living in the past where he was reliving all of the failures and the problems, or in the future where he was terrified that it was all going to happen again. When we're in the present moment, that's where we create things. So make sure next time the guy understands he's here now, he's with you, neither of you has to make up for whoever you dated before, okay? Because you deserve a turnkey relationship, not one that's you have to fix up and hang the door back. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, thank you so much. Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen. We appreciate that. Thank you for listening to Life Conversations Radio.com. Let's go to the next caller. It's Shirley from California. She has a question about career.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I'm 55. I'm your younger sister, and I am in between careers. I was wondering if you can tell me what you see coming up for me and how I might find that position.
Okay. Now, when you say something as broad as careers, and I'll be perfectly honest, guys, the little bit of me that used to be the executive recruiter is like waving her hand and saying, Mimi, can I talk? I could say, yeah, I see you being an electrical engineer, but just because the psychic said it doesn't mean it works. What did you do last time that you say you're between careers?
Yeah, for 16 years I was senior management. I ran a branch. I ran a $7 million branch.
Okay.
So I did marketing and sales and management.
So my question to you is, if you don't want to do that, what's your passion? If you are, as they say in California, between movies, then instead of just going with what you know that maybe somebody will give you, this is the universe saying, grab it, baby. What do you want? What's your passion? So if God said, I'll give you anything you want for a job, but you got to tell me what it is, what would you say?
Well, I'm very people-oriented. I connect on a deep emotional level with people. So it's something where I'm exposed out in the public, working with people. And that's why I had such a solid foundation in sales. But I also like managing.
Okay. The thing that I'm hearing for you right now is as long as you don't need six, seven-figure money, your gift is going to be working on an entrepreneurial basis. And when I say that, you're the entrepreneur's entrepreneur. First card I'm pulling for you is the Six of Pentacles. And that's when a guy is weighing out the money he has, and there are more hands than money. So since you've been marketing and sales, you can go to these entrepreneurial places and say, this will help, this will not. How about we put your money over there? You see, you've done so much. Own your brilliance. Own your guru-hood, kiddo. So you can do that. The other card that I'm pulling for you is a diva. Now, I don't see a diva as a bad thing. The diva is the person who walks into a room 3 feet before she walks into a room, and everybody's head turns, and she goes, hi, we're going to do it this way today. Oh, you didn't want to. I'm so sorry, but there's the door. Is everyone else ready? I mean, she drives us nuts, but she's 95% of the time right, and that's where you are. My strong feeling from spirit is you've been everybody else's spear carrier, even at a high level, for a while. Even as a branch manager, you were kowtowing to somebody else. You're too good. Now is your time to walk out into the world and say, this is what I have. I can help you and you and you and you. And that's how you are going to be changing the world, an entrepreneur at the time. Own it. Admit how good you are. Don't be – false modesty will get you nowhere. But the most important thing that you need to do now is write your job description the way you would want it to play out if you are the entrepreneur's entrepreneur. You can go for another job if you want to. Of course, it's a little tough down there. You're in California. I'd say it might be 6 to 8 months. But if you're willing to grab your life now, do the entrepreneurship, take every single thing that you've learned and offer it to somebody else, of course, energy exchange, you're paid for this, you're not just being the nice person. That's your new business, and the best part is you can never get fired from it, ever, because you're the boss. You're the one who pats you on the back. How's that feeling to you?
Well, it's fine. I just don't, I'm clueless as to what I do, and you commented about the talents that I have, and I don't see all this talent, and I wouldn't even know where to start. I know I have a mission statement because in my last job, my last career, I survived. I want to live and flourish and thrive. So that's my mission statement.
That's your mission statement.
Yeah.
And
that's my mission statement. Mm-hmm.
That's what you're offering. You have learned through what you do that surviving isn't enough. It's thriving. You could not have survived if you weren't good at what you did, if you didn't manage those people, if you didn't have the innate sense for marketing. I mean, I'm not going to be a Madam Hoo-Ha and tell you, yes, I see a guy with blue eyes and a limp at a bar who's going to hire you for a bank in Des Moines, because that takes away your free will. My job is to tell you what Spirit is showing me you're good at. But that's also why Spirit said no false modesty. You're that good, or you couldn't have survived for as many years as you have, all right? When I did executive recruiting for engineering and manufacturing, I placed people in six-figure jobs. So I know intrinsically if somebody was good at what they did or somebody's handing me a line. You were good. And here I am, a perfect stranger, saying the universe is showing me this on a big turkey platter and saying it's yours to feast on. So the thing that you need to do is own everything. Write down every single thing you did fabulously. Not whether they thought it was fabulous, but what you know you did to the best of your ability. Yeah. And you then take a look and see how that can help other people. Because not everybody can do what you do. You take it for granted. They're going to look at you like you are the best thing since the wheel. And the more you help others, the more you're going to be helping yourselves, because you will realize just how good you are. You will no longer need a boss to give you a pat on the back or a $5 an hour raise to say, yeah, you're okay. And that's the most important thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So trust me. Both my right brain wiki-woo stuff and the left brain executive recruiter says, we both see what you're good at. And if you're willing to cross that bridge from fear to fearlessness and fly, your new career is waiting for you. And you know how to market, so you're going to be out there first thing.
Okay.
Believe in yourself. A total stranger does. You know yourself better than I do.
Yeah. Just a quick question. Is there anybody along the way that's going to help?
Shelly, sorry. We have to go today. We're going to have a lot of people.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Step into your greatness and watch your life transform. Let's go to the next caller. We got to keep going. I don't know if it's Clarissa or Clarissa. I don't know. Let's try this. Go here. Is it Clarissa or Carissa from Colorado?
Carissa.
Carissa. Okay, good. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Carissa.
Hi. I was calling about past lives.
Great. Here's how we're going to do it. I want you to pick either a fear or an obsession, or if there's a place you've always wanted to go and there's no reason, you know, like you don't have family there, or there's a relationship that long-term has been driving you crazy, or it was an instant click-and-lock friendship. That way I can go right to the correct volume on the Akashic shelves and pull it out for you. What's your thing?
Well, I would say it's more of a future life, and it is with a relationship.
Okay. So you wanted a past life, but you're asking about a future life. As they said on Lost in Space, this does not compute. Can you make it a little clearer, please?
Well, it's a life that I've gone through, but
okay.
It's in the future. It's not in the past.
Okay, so as far as I understand what you're saying, you see time as a web, not a line. Everything is happening simultaneously. Got that.
Right.
So what is your question about this future life?
Well, actually, I guess it kind of rings down to this life, too. I mean, I feel like I am preparing for that future life, and I want to, I want to make sure that that everything is as peaceful as possible.
For the future life?
Well, of course, for this life, too, but
that
future life is much more important, really.
Here, because you're not in the future yet. Here, I'll give you keys. Number one, seriously, non-judgment. Number two, radical authenticity. Let me explain this. Every time we try to change ourselves a little bit or shape change so that maybe somebody else will be happy, A, we can't remember who we were. B, we have to keep our lies straight, because that's really what it is. See, everything that happens to you as a gift, even if the wrapping is sloppy, how can you make this work? And every time you are with the important people in your life, especially the one that I have a feeling you think is going to be in the next one, work that relationship like it's a diamond and you're a master cutter and you're finding the best facets of it. Okay? Let me explain about the non-judgment, because that opens up possibilities. Here's your example. A wonderful teacher of mine, Barry Neal Kaufman, calls it being a Martian detective. If you were crying, I would look at you and perhaps say, why are you crying? But a Martian detective would look at you and say, why is there water coming from your eyes? The Martian doesn't know from crying. And because he only asks about what he truly sees, maybe you're not crying. Maybe you have allergies. Maybe your contact lens isn't working. Maybe you're cutting onions. He will find out more than I. And that means he can do more with the answer. So in order to clear karma, if you will, line everything up, remember that we are here to learn. You can't get it wrong. I cannot stress that enough. God is not going to stand at the pearly gates and say, sorry, you got a D on your life exam. okay? You go in. People talk about what's heaven and hell. There is no hell except when we go and review our life and we see how we have caused hurt, how other people have been negatively affected by us, and we have to own all of that. So in order to take the next life and put rockets under it to start off wonderfully, make sure in this one you live your soul, you don't judge, you forgive more easily. And remember, forgiveness is not, it's okay that you did that and you can do that again. It's, I totally release the energy off this and you can totally release the energy off this and let's move on. That's where, and if you want this relationship, is it in this life and you want it to be better in the next one? Is that also part of the question?
Kind of.
It's
not really about the relationship.
I'm worried about the future right now. So you say kind of. What do you mean kind of?
It's not really about the relationship. I mean, we have had many, many relationships throughout many, many lives. And mm-hmm. we have talked about them and shared them and have shared the same dreams and came to talk about those dreams at a later date, realizing that they're the same dream. So it's not, well, it is all about the relationship in a big way, too. I don't know. It's just really messed up. I mean,
Can I tell you that the hit I'm getting is you're living them simultaneously. You guys have the same dreams, and that's where you're working at it on one level, outside the body, and you're working inside the body here. So in this life, be kind. Embrace each other with total trust and total belief. And I'm not saying all the, you know, Hallmark glurpy purple with angel stuff. I'm saying that in order to have a complete relationship, we have to trust that other person. And we have to be worthy of their trust in return. That's the bedrock. You got that solid. Everything else can be worked on. It's one of the reasons I tell all my clients, friends before lovers, kids, not lovers before friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Okay? Does that help a little bit? You definitely have my vote for a weird question of the day.
No, that's right.
I seem to always do. Yes, you're right, though. I think that it is a simultaneous, like, I do not see time linear. So, and I also wanted to note that I think it's great that...
We can only do one question, Dolly. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not a question. It's a statement.
You said what?
It's just a statement that I think it's great that the Twin Towers made something great happen.
So, say that again.
Well, you had said that the Twin Towers is the event that made you do this full-time.
Mm-hmm.
And... I just think that's awesome that invoked that.
Nothing is ever totally good or totally bad. It's too nuanced. We are in duality land. So that also will help when something looks like it really is awful. There will be a nugget of gold in there. Just dig through the manure.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Appreciate you. Thank you for calling Life Conversations Radio. Liz, Corby, can you do questions from the chat room?
Sure can. I have it. Do you want me to take a look?
Yeah. Well, I'll read it to you. I want you to just say, I got you. So this is the question that came in earlier. The question is from Angel Hall. She said, I have been struggling for a while financially, emotionally, and physically as well. Then she says, do you see something, things looking up? But anyway, I told her to be specific. She said, I am losing my home, had to move to a not-so-good neighborhood. A long-term relationship ended. My sleep is erratic. I just ended up in the ER with kidney stones. I can feel depression setting in, and I'm trying to dig myself out of this hole. My name is Mary Beth. Birthday is November 8th.
Okay. Mary Beth, the first thing I want to do is send you a little of my buck-up energy, because been there, done that, honey, which is not to belittle what you're going through at all. But what I move to do is I want to take a look at what personal year you're in. I work numerology. Now, our lives go in 9-year cycles. So I take your month and day. So that's 11 plus 8, was that? Was that November 8th, Ade?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so 11 plus 8 is 19, plus this year's master number is 4. 19 plus 4 is 23. 2 plus 3 is 5. Now, your 5 year is your explosion year. It's the year when everything is on the table for, you know, knock down, drag out, change, take the risk. If you try to keep things in a 5 year on a routine level, you're going to be like that little matchbox car that keeps whacking into the floorboard because it can't find the road. The good part is this energy is only going to be around until the end of the year. And next year is a 6-year. 6 years are years when there's a lot more personal connection. Now, you're going to have to help other people as they help you. You don't get a real rest year until your 7-year, which is 2013. But in that year, I'm telling you, it's going to be all about you. It's going to be all about taking care of your health. It's going to be all about getting your feet back under you, okay? 5 years can either be great or crazy, depending. If you're ready for roller coaster, no breaks, then you can meet all of this and just be ready for a bunch of diversity. But it sounded like you felt like you got hit upside the head with too many clue bricks. So what I will tell you is it calms down. It calms down starting in January. But the thing that you need to do at that point is look at the 3 or 4 people that have the most energy in your life. It's not always a husband. In your case with the kidney stones, could be your doctor, could be a social worker, could be whatever it is. Do not be afraid to ask for assistance. Too many people are in this pain vortex, and they forget to ask, why should they help me? They'll, you know, say I should have done it myself. And they're too busy telling themselves the bad answers. When if you just reach out and ask, assume someone knows how to help you. That's what ASK stands for. Assume someone knows.
You will be able
to pull yourself together. And the thing that I'm also being told is you really needed to get things simplified. See the fact that all of this has been removed from your life as the opportunity to go anywhere with anything without someone else saying you can't. I have a dear friend whose partner dropped dead unexpectedly. They did not have a goodwill, and her partner's business partner came in, took her house, took their business, and kicked her out on the street. She literally was homeless in a week. She saw this opportunity as a place to go and do some volunteer work for a couple of years, and it turned her life around. I'm not saying you have to go and find Doctors Without Borders and go work, in Peru, but I am saying if the universe has removed all of this stuff, it means there is something else wonderful that would have been in the way from. Watch for it.
Ow.
Grab it. Grab it. And you have a
grab it. There's nothing ahead of you that is to your detriment. And if you listen differently, everyone, we're trying to get to as many callers as possible, you can get your own answer. Because I'm hearing so much for myself in the answers that Colby is giving. Ask. I like that. Ask. Assume someone knows. Let's see. Let's go to another caller right now. We're just going to keep rolling it. Like, it's going to be like speed date. This is going to be fast reading. Let's keep it going.
Okay.
I'll try and speed them. No. Tamara, what's your question?
Hi. Yes, my question is, I wondered whether my father or other relatives were around me and if they had any messages for me.
Okay, as I explained in the chat room, and I'll say again, yes, I am a medium, but I do not do that on the radio. Here's why.
Okay, that's what I wasn't sure of. I asked Betty. Okay, I have a backup
your
question.
Your voice will come through. And
I'm sorry.
It's way too private, but I'll do anything else you want. You got another question?
Okay, I do have a backup because I wasn't entirely clear about that. I apologize.
I know that's right.
Other thing.
Let me have a backup question.
Second question. I'm an artist, and I love doing art. I feel like it's what I was born to do. And a part of me wants to sell my art. But also in my life, I have some health challenges and severe energy challenges. And so I always feel very ambivalent about doing open houses or being part of shows, et cetera. And I wonder whether I should let that part go or whether it's important to continue in that direction in spite of how much it requires of me physically.
Okay. I'm going to pull a couple of quick cards for you. One is status quo. The other is find a different way of doing it, but still put your art out there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, status quo. We've got the Seven of Rods, the constant fighting, the Magician card, which means you do have the ability to sell it any way you want at that point. But the Four of Pentacles says you don't have enough energy to really make it work for you. Now, assuming that you find a cohort in crime, as they say, Seven of Pentacles, slow growth but deep roots. It's going to take you some time to find someone you really trust who groks, as they say, gets your art. But when you do, then I see within 8 months after that, you're going to have things go very well. They're going to either help you put it up on websites. They will attend shows with you so that you're not lugging all the artwork. But know that in the middle, it's the Five of Pentacles, which is what I call the dancing on quicksand card. It may be a little difficult for you to open up and trust someone with your babies because that's what your artwork is.
Mm-hmm.
But art made just for self deprives the world. Your artwork is supposed to be out there.
Right.
So find someone who is willing to be your trusted sidekick.
So like an agent?
Share.
Hello? Sorry? Hello? Did you say an agent kind of thing?
I'm sorry. You have to say that again. You're a little fuzzy.
Oh, okay. You mean like to find almost an agent to help me?
No. No, I don't think you need an agent. I think you need someone else who loves your artwork, who is willing to help you. When I do psychic expos, I always have a front person. There's someone who has had readings from me and they trust what I do, or they're a friend who can explain what I do to other people so that I just sit in the back and I read and I do my thing.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to be there the whole day. They take over for me.
And find someone who loves your art and is willing to go on the ride with you.
Okay.
But don't give up.
All right.
Don't just hide it in your house. We'll all be the lesser for it.
Right. I agree with you. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. And we're going to keep moving. We've got some other guests who are going to be joining us soon. But if you want to find out more about upcoming guests on Life Conversations Radio, you can go to our website. It's Life Conversations. Don't leave out the S. Life Conversations. Media.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Let's go to Cookie from Virginia.
Hello.
Hey, Miss Cookie.
Hello.
Hi. Had a question about a home, and if you could sneak in some with my relationship.
We only did one question, so choose the one that's more important to you.
Well, I want to rent this home, and I haven't received anything back. Any, you know, feedback from the rental people. I wanted to see that you see me in this home, my family.
Okay, so this is a home that you're wanting to rent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a feeling that you need to keep banging on their door a little bit. The card that I pulled, self-growth, self-improvement, you need to ask them, do you need more information? What can I, here's your magic question, what can I do to move this forward? Notice that's a lot more powerful than, do I have it yet? What can I do to help move this forward says, I am also taking responsibility for my going into this home. I'm putting my energy behind it. I'm not just sitting at the door like a puppy waiting to be let out. Can I go out now? Can I have a house? So when you get in there and ask, for one thing, that will speed things up. You will know, are they handing you a line, or are they really not going to rent it to you, or was that one thing that you brought them what they needed to kick it loose? Okay? I always say forgiveness rather than permission. Go ahead and do whatever you need to do to move something forward, especially if it's putting more information out there for the party in question. But I do think that if you do that, you're going to get it, because the next card is the Nine of Pentacles, which is the card that talks about the secure woman in a home. So.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Go get them, girl.
I will.
Go get them. Life is on your side. Let's go to Celeste. Celeste, your question about karma. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Corby. Okay.
Hey there.
Okay. I've been waiting to ask this question from somebody who can answer it for years.
Right.
Okay? Okay, here it goes. My birth cards are Star and Strength. I have a theory that that is a direct connection to my past lives, but I've never had anybody who can tell me, who can sense the connection. I'm wondering if you had enough to go on. I was born May 4th.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't need your birth date. I'm seeing Star and Strength. For those of you who don't read tarot, and I noticed somebody on here was wondering, I use a Morgan Greer deck, which is your standard Rider-Waite, the standard way tarot looks. The Star card shows a woman surrounded by stars. She's pouring water into a pond. And the Strength card shows a woman gently holding a lion's mouth shut. So when you put those two things together, the first thing that I heard was you have been advisor to people in power. But the thing is, you always had to keep the lion's mouth shut. You were someone who advocated for diplomacy, who advocated for, if you will, spies, rather than just going out there sword to sword and shield to shield. And much of what you said was just common sense, but you had to, you know, read the hedgehog entrails and the dog bones for them to believe you. They needed all of the trappings. But that's the whole thing. Notice when the woman is not ripping the lion's mouth open, she's holding it closed. So what you did, you chose in every life, let me hold the lion's mouth closed. Let me do what I need to do for peace. Let me do what I need to do for compromise. Let me do what I need to do for collaboration. And you're probably doing it now, too. When two people are butting heads, you're the only one that can say, okay, let's go have some coffee and a donut and shut up and let's figure this out. Don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Celeste. You're very welcome. Let's roll real quick to Marie from Pittsburgh.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Marie. What's your question?
Pretty much same as the card before me about the past life. Would you mind pulling some cards to see what you feel around me?
No, this is how we have to do it, especially since it's quick. That leaves me to read the entire library. I want you to give me an obsession, a fear, a place, something that has always bitten your butt that you've been curious about and couldn't make a connection with. That's
why my family's been dysfunctional my whole life.
Welcome to half the world.
Yeah, I know.
People come in with dysfunctional families. The one thing that I will tell you is look at the thing that torques you most, because that's the thing that you came to learn. In my family, my mother was an alcoholic, cross-addicted with barbiturates. We talk about it in the book. And she always said, I'm wonderful and you don't deserve me. And I came in to learn self-worth. So even though when I was growing up, we were bitter enemies, once I realized what my past lives were about and what I came down here to learn, it was brilliant. So who's the person in your life that drives you most crazy in your family?
My mother.
Okay. And what is it, in one sentence, that drives you crazy about her?
Selfish.
Okay. She came down here to model to you rising above. You have in other times, first thing I'm seeing for you is, looks like Renaissance Italy, banker. You weren't selfish, but you judged. You will get money, you will not. And if somebody didn't toe the line with the way you liked, they didn't get things, even if they deserved them. Your mother's selfishness coming in this life, there were things that you wanted and you needed and you felt were very reasonable, but because she was selfish, she just turned her back on it and said, no, I get you don't, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Now, once you understand that and just basically say, thank you for modeling this lesson for me, you will find that the energy releases.
And all of a sudden, dang, she's not as selfish as she was. And if she's passed on, the lesson is clear. You don't have to do it again.
She hasn't passed, but she's still selfish. I've forgiven her, though.
Okay. If you forgave her, remember, it's not a matter of
selfish.
It's okay that you
I
did
forgive
it.
Her.
I totally dropped the energy. And
yeah,
so can you.
I forgive her to let it go myself. But, she's alcoholic. And
keep working with her. Keep working with her and giving her chances to release her selfishness, because that's the other part of what you're here to do, to model to her what non-selfishness looks like.
Yeah, she made me a better mother, actually, because I
there you go.
She never did. Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Marie. Let's do Bonnie from Georgia has a question about career.
Hey, Miss Bonnie.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I used to live in Marietta, Georgia, and I'm back in New York, but they still can't get me to stop saying, hey. You know, I don't say hello or yo. It's just like South. So what can I do for you today?
Yes, I want to know if you see, like, a job coming for me soon. I'm in one right now, but I'm looking for a change, something that's better, more money, and I'm comfortable with, and it's flexible.
Okay. What's your job now?
Center and sales reservations.
Okay. The card that I pull for you is communications. That's what you're good at. So I'm going to tell you, don't say, is there a job coming for me? Because what if I said no, you're going to live in a box under a bridge? Ask the empowering question. I know there's a job out for me. What do I do to grab it? And here are your keys. Number one, it has to be communication. It will probably have a very, very strong internet component with it. Number two, you're going to have to go in there like the drill sergeant, baby. Been there, done that, sold the franchise, because it's a job where there have probably been about 3 people in the past 5 years, and they didn't get it right. So when you go into interview for this, make sure that you say, what has been missing with the last people in the job that you would kill to have this time? And the third thing that I'm seeing, isn't that funny? It's the strength card that we were talking about with that person who asked about their birth karma. Your key will be not to get in the middle of the politics, but to step back and see it objectively and then say, all right, you're saying X, you're saying Y, here's where the alphabet is. Okay? So you're going to have to go into a place that needs you desperately. And the key for you to make it work, be absolutely calm, go in there with a sense of humor, and realize that a lot of their complaints are not about you. They're about the 2 people who were there before you were. Do it right, and they will think, how the hell did we get along without her? And you're going to be there for a good 5 to 7 years.
Okay. So I guess I kind of like want to know where I start as far as looking for this job, because I've been searching the internet like crazy, and I don't, you know, I haven't come across anything that really fits me yet.
Okay, this is important. Every single person out there who's wondering how to look for a job, here's your key. In this economy, you have to be proactive, not reactive. You look at 10 to 15 companies that you'd really love to work for. Learn about them, study them, figure out who you would be working for. Don't send the letter to human resources, because they'll dump it in the rounds file, or you're just going to get, you know, in the file with everybody else. Dear Mr. McGillicuddy, I've been studying ABC Corporation. I noticed that you're doing this and this and this. I really like what I'm seeing. This is what I do and how I can work with your business. Enclosed is my resume. I will be calling you next Tuesday at 4 o'clock to discuss possibilities.
No, that's right.
Okay. Now, what has happened is you have jumped the pack. You haven't just waited to react. And even if they don't have a job for you, McGillicuddy may pick up the phone and go, hey, Ross, this is John. I got this great resume in the mail today. We don't have a space for her, but you might, and have him do some of your work. Always the best jobs are the ones that are never advertised. But it'll also teach you to know just how good you are, because when you go for jobs like that, you got to walk in there saying, you are so lucky I'm here. I can't wait to play with you. Those are the people that get jobs today.
Right.
There you have it.
Hey,
proactive, not reactive. Thank you, Bonnie. Oh, my God. I like that. I will be calling you next week. That's what I'm talking about. Corby, real quick, because we've got a lot of questions on past life, but we can't get to them right now. Is there a way you can summarize how we can have a insight, if you will, about our past lives? Because you talk about the things that get on our nerves, the country we like. Is there something we can do to have a better understanding of our past lives?
Yes. Past lives are not necessarily better or worse than this one any more than fifth grade was better than fourth grade. They are simply places that we learn from. Okay, one of the reasons we do not remember a ton of them is because we could get so engrossed in all these movies starring little old us that we forget to live now. The key to past lives is they are fascinating to know. But if they do not help you become a better person here, if they don't help you grow, if they don't help you release, if they don't help you understand yourself and your surroundings better, it's just a piece of movie film, and it's not worth your time. Because whatever you did then, now is all you have in this present moment. Because the little soul spark that came down in Corby, in Ade, will never be back precisely like this again. In that sense, the old idea of you only have one life is true. But this one soul spark can make huge differences. And then when you go skidding into heaven on ball tires and fumes in the tank and God hands you a beer and says, so tell me how it went, you're going to have such stories to tell God and the angels. And you will look back on this life as one of the best times you had, no matter what it looked like while you were living it. Past lives are great, but this life, the one you live now, is the most valuable and the most precious, no matter who you've been before.
And so it is. All your power lies in the now, and you can change your own story because you're the one writing it. Corby Meatlife, thank you. Thank you so much for your gift, for your love, for the way you teach, the way you do readings. It's different and unique, and I'm so grateful to be reconnected at this lifetime. And I know there's more. I definitely want you to be great, because I have so much question for you. Just things that can help us rather than just thinking, we don't know. And you tend to bring this information to us in ways that we can digest it and it makes sense. I want to thank you for all the work that you're doing.
Well, I had an absolute blast with you, and your guests asked really good questions today. That makes it a lot easier for me to read. So thank you to everybody out there.
Thank you very much. If you want to find out more about Corby Meatlife, you can go to her website. As a matter of fact, I keep saying if, I don't know why, but to find out more, because you want to find out more, she's also on YouTube. Google, if that makes sense, Google YouTube. her website address is Fire Through Spirit. You are so much more than you see in the mirror. You're so much more than the person listening to the show right now. There's a part of you that was never born, that will never die, and is not attached to if you have money or not. There's a part of you that is so great that has all the information that you could ever need. Trust the process. Trust your gift. Trust what you love. Trust what brings you joy. In that, you get to create your own reality rather than feeling like a victim. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And those of you who are going to stick around, we may have something for you. I don't know. We'll just see what happens. But those of you who are ready to go, maybe you're kind of like, oh, I didn't get my question answered. I'm so upset. Don't do that. It's okay. It's not going to help you. But you can go to liveconversationsmedia.com. You can see the upcoming guest, Lisa Williams, is coming. And I've been told I can't tell you this, but I'm just going to whisper it. Doreen Virtue will be here soon. We have other guests coming up as well, but, you know, we know people love to get readings and ask questions about relationships. So we're doing our part to support you in your transformation. And when all else fails, know this to be your truth. What I'm about to play for you, this is your truth. It's not just beautiful words. It is your truth. It is your reality.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
And sometimes we find that hard to believe that we're wonderful, we're whole, we're free. If you don't believe that, if just something happened on an intellectual level, you got some work to do. You need to drop down a little bit into your soul, into your consciousness, and recognize that you are whole. You are the delight of God. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And, yeah, check out Colby's website. Of course, there's a different name there. FireThroughSpirit.com. FireThroughSpirit.com. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yes, it is. It's going to change your life, and you have the power to change your own life. No matter what is going on, it's life talking to you. Life daring you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, Punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. I walked to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
You are not alone, not just bullying in life. We are not alone. And if you're picking up loved ones that you want to connect with, that's them telling you, I am with you. So rather than wonder if they're with you, if you're thinking about them, they're with you. You know, life is a paradox. We can just breathe, exhale, and connect with the truth of who we are. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. I'm here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and the shows are archived. We also invite you, ask you lovingly to share the show with your friends, your coworkers, your family members, even people who have made their transition. Tell them to listen where they're listening anyway. But just in case they're not listening, you can tell them, listen to Life Coach Ade, because it's very important not to go a day without Life Coach Ade. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so yeah, we ask that you like this page, those of you listening online particularly, and when you listen on the archive, to come back and hear your answer, click the like button so that you can share it on your social network. We also ask that you follow Life Conversations Radio. There's a button that says Life Conversations, no, it says follow. Click that button. It gives you a regular update. And we're just getting ready to release the show, winding down with some music so we can incorporate everything that we felt, that we heard. Even if we didn't get to you, you have already received your answer. You have. But, you know, if you don't feel it, this song should do something to you. It should just loosen you up. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. The song is In the Land of I Am. In the Land of I Am. More than have been, I have been. I have been more than that. I am. We'll be right back.
Land of
Yes, indeed. You're always at home, Memphis connected in the land of I Am, Ricky Myers Beckwith. Want to find out more about her? Find out more about her. You can go to WeLetItBe.com. WeLetItBe.com. Remember right now that you're always at home. We're getting ready to release the show. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. As we release the show, we're going to release the show with Abraham. Abraham, something tells you. We're covering all bases right now. And, join us tomorrow. Tomorrow we have a guest, Rasheed Edwards. We're going to be talking about the secret commitment. 7 Keys to Goal Achievement and Transformation. That's tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. And, come back, listen to the show, download it. And for those of you needing instant coaching, you can go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. There's a new service there that I'm offering called Chat Coaching. And here's Abraham. Whatever you do, be still, be love. And be true to yourself. Let's see. Let's go here. Let's do this. Abraham, where are you? Okay, to find out more about Nikki is WeLetItBe.com. To find out about Carly Jackson, played earlier. What did I play earlier? I can't remember now. Let's play Abraham. Abraham. Yeah, AbrahamHicks.com. Abraham-Hicks.com. That's where you want to find out more about Abraham. And I have this special one just for everybody who wants the things that want their life to happen, to show up. Learning to allow life to happen for you without forcing it, without making it be complicated. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Peace and blessings.
Often people will say, well, Abraham, why are we set up this way? In other words, why does it have to be hard? If we are pure positive energy and then we are born into these bodies, why are we so assured that there will be resistance surrounding us? Why does there have to be so much that we worry about that gets our attention and that sets up resistance within us and keeps us from being in the place of allowing that we so much want? And we say, it is because the benefit of the contrasting environment is millions of times more valuable than the negative is detrimental. In other words, if you did not have the ability to discern difference, you could not prefer. And if you could not prefer, you could not vibrationally summon source. And if you could not vibrationally summon source, then we would all cease to be. And so the entire universe is based upon our ability to conclude the new idea, which is the summoning forth of the new life into the new space. And then you say, but wouldn't it have been better if we could have had an environment where it was easier to stay connected? And we say, there is no environment that is easier to be connected than an environment in which you are free to choose thought. And you say, but it's hard to choose a thought that feels good when there's so much around me that feels bad. And we say, only because you haven't practiced it that way. Only because you've been convinced that you've got to clamor around the problem in order to find the solution. And there is truth in some of that. The clamoring around the problem is what is giving birth to the desire, you see. And so it's all an integral part of all of this. There are some who say that we should not encourage you to have desire. And yet, we cannot stop you from having desire. The universe is established to produce desire. There are some who say it is inappropriate to have desire, and we say those are only those who have not figured out how to find vibrational alignment with the desire, so the desire is always painful. We understand why you would not want to have a desire that is painful, but the only reason it is painful is because you have not yet learned how to allow. So then you say, well, how do we allow? And we say, you find a thought that feels good and practice it until it becomes your proclivity. And you say, oh, that's far too simple. There's got to be something bigger than that. There's got to be something a lot more than just feeling good. And we say, there is nothing more important than that you feel good. Because when you feel good, you've got control of your vibration. And when you've got control of your vibration, you are the deliberate creator of your experience. So when you say, why do we have to allow? We say it is because you were born into an environment where there are choices. you were born into an environment where there is variety. In other words, if you lived in a household where everybody thought exactly the same way, and nobody had any contention about anything, everybody wanted everything exactly the same. You were all born to love pizza, and you were all born to love milk, and you were all born to love the color yellow, and you were all born to love hardwood floors instead of carpeted floors. And you were, in other words, if you were all born with these samenesses, you say, oh, we would get along so famously. We all sing the same songs, and we do the same things, and we say you would not be stimulated to a new idea, and a continuing life force could not continue to be drawn within you, because you need, we all need, an active calling. That's big. We all need an active calling. There has to be an activation of that summoning of energy. And as long as there is an activation of that summoning of energy, then life continues, and it is our promise to you that life will always continue. And so you say, well, this activation of this energy is a good thing, but my resistance to it is not a good thing. Why do I have to learn allowing? And we say, you would not have to learn allowing if you had not learned disallowing. And you say, that's my point exactly. Why was I born into an environment where I learned disallowing? Why do I have to go back now and learn how to allow? Shouldn't I just naturally allow? And we say, because you wanted the environment of difference, and you needed to find your bearing, and you needed to find your place, and you needed to decide what you want. In other words, we promise you, you did not want to come into an environment where you just said yes, 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 yes to all of it. You wanted to say yes, no, well, maybe. Well, what do I think? What do I conclude? What is my preference? Otherwise, your perspective has no value if you are not here to decide, to discern, to prefer something new, you see. So then you say, but I thought we are all one. And we say, we are all one, playing off one another for the purpose of coming up with a new idea. And you say, well, it's painful because now I have to learn how to allow all over again. And we say, you'll be all right. You can use your guidance system to know. If you don't get too far from where you are, it's always easy to bring yourself back to center. And even if you do get far from where you are, it's still easy to bring yourself back to center. It just takes deciding that feeling good is worth something. And practicing with real determination to feel good for no other reason than to feel good. And in time, you show yourself that allowing is not a big issue. It's easy to allow. In fact, it is your dominant proclivity. You would much rather love than not love. You know how we know that? When you don't love, you feel miserable. You would much rather praise than criticize. You know how we know that? Because when you criticize, you feel awful. And when you praise, you feel wonderful. You would much rather know your success and know your value than to feel that you do not have value. You know how we know? Because we feel your pain when you choose the other. In other words, we think that it must be so easy to know the stove is hot. In other words, that does not feel good. It does not feel good to put your hand on a hot stove. And we do not understand sometimes why it is so hard to take your hand off the stove. And you say, my mother had her hand on the stove. Her mother had her hand on the stove. Our family puts its hand on the stove. It's just what we all do. The day I was born, they put my hand on the stove. And we say, but now you get to decide how you like it. And you say, but it's hard. Do I dare take my hand from the stove? And we say, risk it and try it. And you say, ah, it is sweet relief when I take my hand from the stove. But look, my mother still has her hand on the stove, and my government still has its hand on the stove. They've all got their hand on the stove. Who am I to find the relief of not putting my hand on the stove? And we say, all right, put your hand back on the stove if you want to. But understand that you get to allow or not allow. These are your choices. We're wanting you to understand that it's not hard to allow. In fact, the hardest thing of all is to learn patterns of not allowing who you are. It's a lot harder to be confused than to be clear-minded. It's a lot harder to be sick than it is well. It's a lot harder to not have enough money than to have enough money. It's a lot harder to be negative than to be positive. It's a lot harder to be pessimistic than to be optimistic. The hard, 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 hard thing is not allowing. It's easy to allow. You just have to give yourself permission to do it and practice it a little bit. You are on your own in this, and you like it that way. You came into this environment knowing that you would be an individual consciousness that would have your individual preferences, and that anything that you and your powerful individualness identify as your desire source energy will answer. It is our expectation that you will prove to yourself that you have the ability to let it in. It is so much easier than you think. There's just one thing that you have to remember. It is good to feel good. It is good to feel good. Clarity is your natural state of being. Healthy is your natural state of being. Eager is your natural state of being. Loving is your natural state of being. It is natural for you to have desire, and it is natural for you to anticipate happy outcomes. And it is natural for you to love, and it is natural for you to sing, and it is natural for you to play. It is natural for you to skip. It is natural for you to be joyful. It is natural for you to know well-being. It is natural for you to expand. It is natural for you to question. It is natural for you to find interest. It is natural for you to want more. And it is natural for you to feel good. And anything else is resisting the natural state of who you are. There is great love here for you. We are complete.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. It is natural for you to feel good. Go forth and multiply the consciousness of love and transformation. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. That was Abraham. You can find out more about them by going to finding out about Jerry and Esther. Abraham-Hicks.com. Abraham-Hicks.com. It's natural for you to allow and align and be the truth. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.